I'm Josh Rogers. Democrat Maggie Hassan turned what was expected to be a tight race with fellow former State Senator Jackie Sillie into a 15-point romp. And when she took the stage at her victory party last night, Hassan wasted no time in making the same argument she's made all election long. She'll act as a check on a Republican legislature she considers extreme, and that she sees the man who now occupies the corner office as a role model.
We can continue in the direction of Governor John Lynch, bringing people together to move New Hampshire forward, or we can go the direction of Speaker Bill O'Brien and the current legislature, where the needs of middle-class families take a back seat to an extreme social agenda.
Hassan ran strongest where it tends to matter most, vote-rich Hillsborough and Rockingham counties. Her campaign was endorsed by former President Bill Clinton and Washington-based advocacy groups like Emily's List and the Human Rights Campaign. Hassan also had the support of much of the local Democratic establishment, including former party chairman, members of Congress, and top staffers to both Senator Jeanne Shaheen and Governor John Lynch. And all cheered with gusto last night when Hassan broached the defining issue in this primary, broad-based taxes.
Let me be very clear. I will veto an income or a sales tax.
For Democrats who see it as a given that having a gubernatorial nominee who's open to a sales or income tax will drag the entire ticket, Hassan's defeat of Jackie Sillie clearly spelled relief. Risha McMahon is a former state rep from Sutton.
It would have been a difficult slog. More explanations, more defending of issues.
Which isn't to say taxes and spending won't still be the central line of attack against Hassan by Republicans. The campaign of GOP nominee Ovid LaMontagne was calling reporters' attention to Hassan's vote for a tax on LLCs, a tax since repealed, before Hassan had even finished her victory speech. But to hear Democratic Party Chairman Ray Buckley tell it, not having to wage a pitch battle over broad-based taxes will likely help every Democrat on the ballot.
Will it provide Maggie with the ability to have some coattails? Probably true.
Many top Democrats also think it will make it easier to take the fight to Republicans, and in particular to highlight Ovid LaMontagne's stances on social issues like abortion and gay marriage, both of which LaMontagne staunchly oppose, to his views on health care and education. Democrat Jeanne Shaheen beat LaMontagne the last time he ran for governor in 1996, in part by casting him as too extreme. Ray Buckley says that's the plan this time, too.
16 years later, he's still just as extreme, and I think New Hampshire is going to send him back just as they did back in 1996.
We'll find out when general election voters get their say in 8 weeks.